Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A U.S. official tells NPR that Israel has launched missile strikes on targets inside of Iran in retaliation for Sunday's drone and missile attacks on Israel. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more.
A U.S. official told NPR there were multiple missile strikes inside Iran. There are also reports of strikes in Iraq and Syria. The U.S. and other Western allies had been urging Israel to forego a military strike in order to avoid a regional conflict springing out of the Israel-Hamas war. Those concerns rose when an airstrike, which Iran blamed on Israel, killed two Iranian military commanders in the country's consulate in Damascus, Syria, April 1st. Iran said Sunday's attack on Israel, which was largely intercepted and caused little damage, was in response to that. Iran warned Thursday at the United Nations that it would respond in a decisive manner if Israel violates its sovereignty. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Tensions began earlier this month when two Iranian generals were killed in a missile strike on Iran's consulate in Syria. Iran blamed Israel for that attack. In New York, 12 jurors and one alternate have been chosen to sit on the criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. Defense attorneys and prosecutors must now choose five more alternates before beginning opening statements. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment made during the 2016 campaign and has repeated his claim of being persecuted.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess. And you have the leading candidate and leading crooked Joe Biden by law. He's the one that should be in trial. He's a crook. You got a crooked president.
Prosecutors say Trump has shown contempt for the court by repeatedly violating the judge's gag order, which bars attacks on certain individuals associated with his trial. The judge has set an April 23rd hearing on the prosecution's request to order Trump to pay a fine. Mortgage rates are creeping higher again. NPR Scott Horsley reports that the high cost of home loans is weighing on the housing market.
Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average interest rate on a 30-year home loan has topped 7% for the first time this year. That's up from about 6.4% a year ago. Sales of existing homes were down in March, but the average selling price is still high, just over $393,000. The combination of high prices and high borrowing costs is particularly tough on first-time buyers, who often struggle to come up with a down payment. Nevertheless, the share of first-time buyers rose last month, accounting for nearly one out of three homes sold. There are more homes for sale now than there were a year ago, but it's still a seller's market, with most homes selling in less than a month and nearly 30% fetching more than the asking price. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. This is NPR News. The Biden administration has begun deporting Haitian migrants. Around 50 were repatriated Thursday, prompting criticism from advocacy groups noting the unrest in Haiti. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security says its policy is to deport people who cannot establish a legal basis for remaining in the U.S. The repatriations, come weeks after DHS extended its Temporary Protective Status, or TPS, for migrants from several nations. Haiti's TPS status expires in August. Wearable devices that scan a user's brain signals are becoming more common, whether a headset to improve sleep, a cap to keep drivers awake, or tools that help people with disabilities move and speak. Lucas Brady Woods from member station KUNC reports that a new state law in Colorado is the first to protect the data they collect.
Since these devices scan brain activity, they also allow the companies who make them to collect, use, and sell a user's neurological data. This week, Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a first-in-the-nation measure expanding the state's privacy laws to include neurological data. State Representative Kathy Kipp sponsored the legislation.
When you get down to the brass tacks, people don't want other people reading their minds, and they want to have control over their own behavior.
Similar bills to regulate the data from brain interface technology are being considered in California and Minnesota. For NPR News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods in Denver.
Again, U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.